Welcome to Take 5, Professional Development in 5 Minutes Daily. I'm your host, Dave Guymon, at Dave Guymon on the Twitters, and this year, I'm really hoping for all G pluses. Not the grade, but the online community on Google+. I imagine you're thinking, why do I need Google Plus if I already have Facebook and Twitter? And I don't blame you for thinking that. I've had a Google Plus account for a while, but haven't begun utilizing it for its full potential until recently. And as I get deeper into what Google Plus has to offer, I can confidently say that it will eventually eclipse Facebook as the largest social networking site. But this episode of Take 5 isn't about getting you to adopt another social network for networking's sake. It's about what Google Plus has to offer you as a teacher and your students in the classroom. One of my graduate courses is run entirely through Google+, which has been a new experience for everyone involved. There has been some confusion and frustration by some who are new to the platform, I'm sure, but as everyone has gained more experience using Google+ as a learning management system, G+ has become embraced as a fantastic place to connect and collaborate as a classroom. But how could you use it in your K-12 classroom? In the same way as a graduate program uses it, really? Google Plus allows you to create communities and circles to organize the people whom you interact with. Communities are used to provide digital classrooms for individual classes or subjects, a common meeting place for you and your students to interact. And circles enable you to organize members of your network into specific groups for you to interact with. So while I have my own Google Plus profile that I use to interact with a wide array of users, I also am a member of a course community where I can specifically post items that will only be viewable by other members of the same community. Likewise, if I am intending to only interact with a circle of classmates that I have created, I can assign my posts to only be viewable by them as well. Whereas Facebook uses EdgeRank to select which of your friends will be able to see even your most public post, Google Plus allows you to specify who will see your post, ranging from everyone who visits your profile to only those members of a community or circle. The value of communities and circles in a K-12 setting is in the versatility of Google Plus as an online learning space. Create a community to serve as your classroom's website where students and parents can view announcements and post comments and questions to you. Post flipped lessons or links to valuable resources in your community as well. Even post your syllabus and links to completing future lessons for students to access as they individually progress through your course as a way of differentiating learning for all. Circles are great for small group collaboration. Students could work on projects together in their G+ circles, discuss a classroom novel, help one another with assignments in progress, and even practice building netiquette and becoming a positive contributor to their own online community. You as the teacher could even become a member of each of your classroom circles to moderate and join the conversations. But suppose that you don't want to use Google Plus with your students. There is still a lot of value to utilizing that network for yourself as a teacher. In the same way that you could create a classroom community on Google Plus, other site users have created vibrant and flourishing communities for educators to become a part of, too. Some of the most popular communities for teachers include EdTech, Technology in Education, Gamification in Education, Education Revolution, and Google Apps for Education, all of which I am a part of. Instead of shouting out Twitter users for you to connect with in this episode, I'm shouting out the communities on Google+. You should seriously go check them out. Feel free to add me to a circle, and let's continue the conversation over there. That's Take 5, Professional Development in the Time It Takes to Set Up a Brand New iMac Computer. Take that, PC. Thanks for listening and tweeting out the link to this episode. Be sure to subscribe to Take 5 in the iTunes Store to receive 3 new episodes each week. My students come back to school tomorrow. If yours do too, good luck, and be sure to take the time to listen to every single one of them. It will make more of a difference than anything else you have planned.